And I was just about to bring Savannah Jane Buffett on, but wait, I got something even more special. Savannah's done every show this leg, but I haven't heard my dear friend Ralph McDonald on the show, the backstage show, the pre-concert tailgate party, frequently enough, recently enough. Hello, Ralph. Welcome to Back to Radio Margaritaville.
How you doing, Steve? I'm glad to be back. And hello to those Radio Margarita fans and Sirius Radio fans.
Great to have you right here getting ready for the big show. This is fun playing Jazz Fest, isn't it?
Yeah, this is just wonderful. You know, and it's my first time back since the Katrina hurricane, so I was really anxious to get back quick to see how the place looked and sort of help the people a little bit.
Yeah, I painted a kind of a optimistic, rosy picture earlier on, just, you know, seeing all the people here and knowing that they're spending money and that all helps. But there's a lot of rough stuff around the city, too.
Yeah.
Did you see those cars under I-10 that are just all abandoned? It's just like a junk car.
How can you not miss it? You know, I mean, you got to pass it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's, hopefully these people and people out of America will get it together and help this place. There's just so much culture here. I would hate to see this ever go away.
And I don't think it will, because I think that is definitely one thing that has withstood the tragedy, because music is once again everywhere. And it doesn't, you know, it's unfortunate that there are whole neighborhoods that people are displaced and can't really come back. But all you got to do is stroll down the Mississippi River right by the riverside or on any of those streets parallel to it, Decatur or Bourbon. There is music everywhere in this town, and that's
right.
What distinguishes it.
Yeah, and, you know, what was really cool, Sonny Landrum burning up Margaritaville last night. I mean, it was great.
Sonny was great. I'm looking forward
to Lil Feet tonight.
Yeah, this is a big, we're almost three shows in 24 hours. We're three shows in 26 hours. Live stuff for you on Radio Margaritaville on Sirius. Sonny Landreth last night, Jimmy Buffett minutes from now. I guess slated to take the stage a little less than a half hour from right now, from out here on the fairgrounds at Jazz Fest, and then right back to the Margaritaville Cafe, which we always say should be your home base when you come to New Orleans.
That's right.
Yeah.
You make the best mojito I've ever had in America.
Absolutely. And it is a private engagement tonight with Little Feet, but that's a big reason why we're bringing it to you live on Radio Margaritaville, so you can hear every note. You think there's enough room on that stage for your dear old friend Sam Clayton to let you hit a conga or two?
Well, yeah, after what happened last night here at the grounds, I heard Quentin was introducing the band, and he introduced Sam Clayton as Ralph McDonald. So
You mean it wasn't you?
It wasn't me. I would have been insulted, but we all had a good laugh about it.
Interchangeable parts?
Yeah, so they're playing at the club, and Billy Payne and Sam asked me to sit in tonight, so I'll probably go by and sit in with them.
Yeah, you know, they actually made the stage bigger for the gig tonight.
Well, they're going to need it.
They're going to need it. Little Feet's a pretty big band in itself. A couple of big bands on here right just now. Buckwheat Zydeco before you guys. And
yeah, they sounded great.
Yeah, and Deacon John was on before that, and damn, they'd had a... God, they played the Margaritaville Cafe 2 weeks ago at the French Quarter Fest patron party. And I'm thinking, now wait a minute. This stage was built out for Little Feet when Deacon John and, you know, 16 or 20 people played there 2 weeks ago? Where did they all fit? But it's kind of cool.
Just shows you how hot Little Feet is.
Yeah. And I just love the fact that, you know, one of our closest gauges of the city coming back is our own beloved Margaritaville Cafe that Brett Brown and his staff have worked so hard to get that place up and running as quick as they possibly could, and it's just a great place to go.
Yeah, Brett's did a fabulous job there, just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's such a great guy. If anybody could do it, I know, and I knew that Brett probably could.
Yeah. So how about you, Ralph McDonald? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You making music?
I'm in the process of making a new album.
Good.
For 206. As soon as I get some time off, looks like in the summer, we'll be doing a new album. I was going to put out a best of, but I still have a little more creativity left. You know.
And we got some. You can coast a little later.
Yeah, not now, you know.
Well, we certainly enjoy playing Homegrown and Port Pleasure and the others, and I'll often get a chance to say go to Ralph MacDonald, MacDonald, .com, because that's where you can get yours. Now, if somebody does go to your site and orders up one or more of those fine CDs through your website, can they still say, hey, Ralph, could you sign this to Sarah? Or whoever?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I send out posters with each album.
You're the man.
And if they, on their order, they can make a comment if they want me to sign it to what name, I will.
Yeah, you're great. Wonderful. And oh, and it reminds me when we were here last time for Jazz Fest, right on this big stage, you and your New York All-Stars filled out the weekend over at the cafe. Was that fun?
Oh, that was great. Yeah, that
your
was
cats.
Real good.
Did you still play with those
group.
Guys?
Of course. We're playing a gig in New York at the Metropolitan Cafe on 52nd Street on Tuesday night.
All right. Open to the public?
Yes.
Already sold out?
No.
All right.
No, it's,
come
you
on
just,
in.
It's just a bar.
Yeah.
And we play. It's no fee to come in. You just come in, have a drink, and hear the music.
Can Will Lee make that gig? Or is
Will
it
Lee is on the gig.
Yeah, that's
Will
what I
Lee, yeah,
because
yeah,
I know
it.
He's a hardworking guy. With
Will Lee, Chris Park on Will Lee on bass, Chris Park on drums, Cliff Carter on keyboard, and Dave Mann on saxophone, and yours truly.
That is one fine band. Everybody go out next Tuesday and see Ralph in the city of New York.
Metropolitan Cafe, 52nd Street and 1st Avenue.
Ralph MacDonald, always a pleasure to have you here on Radio Margaritaville. Come back. Don't be a stranger. See you all the time. We'll see you tonight at the cafe.
Absolutely.
And on stage very shortly.
And, you know, I always want to see you, Steve.
Well, thank you, Ralph.